thank you all for coming along. Good afternoon. Firstly, as I said, I want to thank you all for coming along. I'm Angela Byrne. I'm a senior manager here at Allstate and also the chairperson for the Women in Technology group that we run here in Allstate also. I am delighted that we have such a broad representation of members here from the Lean in Belfast, and as well as the local businesses and organisations across the city. I must say, myself and Nuala have been somewhat overwhelmed by the interest and the fantastic turnout today. And I suppose you could say that we're incredibly timely and topical, given the recent political events across the world, but we obviously can't take credit for that. I hope you've all been suitably fed and watered. And as you know, there's no such thing as a free lunch. So what I would like you to do is to get your smartphones out and let's get hashtag AllTogetherNI trending. Right, so today, to kick things off, I am delighted to announce our partnership with Lean in Belfast. And I would like to hand over to Nuala Murphy, Lean in Belfast founder, who will tell you a little bit more about Lean in, the organisation itself, and how this partnership came about. Nuala.
Hello everybody. Yes, as Angela said, this is quite overwhelming, the amount of people who have come here today, but it's a good indicator that we're doing something right. So I am the founder of Lean In Belfast, but I'm also a regional leader with leanin.org, which is a non-profit founded by Sheryl Sandberg 3.5 years ago in San Francisco. It was founded after the publication of her book, Lean In, Women, Work and the Will to Lead. And Lean In is all about empowering women to achieve their ambitions. And we do this in three key ways. We run public awareness campaigns, we do it through education, and we do it through circles. At the same time, we campaign for gender equality because we know that women is an untapped resource that every industry is missing out on. It's through the circles that Lean In Belfast was started. We started out small, a network of peers from all walks of professional life. I found myself needing a support network to navigate my own challenges in the workplace when I had my first child. And I had read the book before having my first son, and so much in it resonated with me. I felt it was written about me, and I'm sure those of you who have read it could say the same. I'm an ambitious go-getter. I want to do everything I do is the best to my ability. But when I had my family, I felt that I was being questioned. There was a dilemma between what people thought I should be doing and me following my ambition. So I really was at rock bottom with regards to confidence. And that's when I set up the circle and got to meet a lot of other women, a lot of peers who weren't only dealing with navigating their family life and navigating career, but they had challenges in the workplace, a lot of which resonated in the book. Well, we got over all of that. And we started to get organised. Our first year, we didn't do any publicity. We ended up having 100 people by the end of the year. Then we became a chapter, and I became a regional leader, and word started to spread. People started to get interest and wanting to be part of this powerful network, which was all about peer support, and it was all about encouraging each other to be the best versions of ourselves. We had people helping us with presentation skills. We had people helping us with our businesses and making connections for us, because we know one of the biggest issues in the workplace is the lack of access to networks, which can directly affect opportunities for promotion. We got organised, we asked our members what they wanted us to do for them, and we developed a programme of events that were really, really successful. We had three goals last year: to improve members' confidence, to improve our value, and we did this through a variety of different sessions. A third goal was to bring Sheryl Sandberg to Belfast, and I was very fortunate to be invited out to San Francisco last year, where Sheryl herself told me that she'd come. She'd love to come to Belfast, so I'm going to work on that for y'all. I think we deserve to have people like that here and in Belfast and talking about the issues of gender equality and the opportunity that there is there to tap into the female workforce. So when Angela started talking to me about the values and the, you know, the ambitions of Allstate and I was first and foremost overwhelmed that they're above the industry standard on the amount of women in technology. I wish I had applied for a job many years ago when I was looking for one, but also the commitment to supporting a community volunteer-led organisation. We are basically, we work on volunteer time and goodwill, so this is going to add a huge resource to what we were trying to achieve here. We wanted to reach as many women as possible, and not only are we going to work with the very experienced Women in Technology network to create great programmes, but we're going to take it out into the community. So we're going to go all across the country, and we're going to bring the Lean In methodologies and the Lean In education around four pillars of Lean In. One, how to be a workplace ally, how to be a mentor, how to be a positive peer, and how to be a role model for girls. And we have a lot of initiatives that are already coming in the pipeline for that to happen. But we want to engage men in the conversation, because this is not a women's issue. Gender equality is as much a men's issue as it is a woman's issue, and that's where All Together NI comes from. The Lean In campaign last year was Lean In Together. It was to how to get men to take a more active role in championing their female staff, because research tells us that with more diverse teams, they are more productive, they are more success. Companies that have more females on their board outperform those that don't. So it's not only good for business, but it's good for society at whole. And they're the key areas that we'll be developing our programme across the country. So Lean In Belfast is open to everyone at all stages of their professional career who believe in equality of opportunity for both men and women and want to work towards a more equal world for everyone to enjoy. So the only thing left for me to say before I hand over to Angela is please join us. Why not start a circle? Why not share your initiative of us? Let us support you in what you're trying to achieve through our different programmes. And gender equality is everyone's business, so why don't we all lean in together? So thank you very much for listening. I'd like to hand over to Angela now, who has a wealth of experience in IT. And when we got her bio through for today, I kind of thought, oh my God. So a true inspiration to us, a really great support for the circle and also for me personally. So Angela, do you want to come up? Tell us all about it.
Thank you, Nuala. I'm not sure how I'm going to live up to that one, but we'll see. Okay. Gender imbalance, gender equality, gender diversity. Phrases you're all no doubt very familiar with, and in some cases much more qualified than I am to speak about them. The idea of diversity in general is a mainstream notion, yet the struggle to achieve this ideal is both very current and very challenging. Victoria Martin, who is the Senior Director of Diversity and Inclusion at AIG, describes this ongoing struggle to achieve complete diversity as attributable to muscle memory and our inability to uniformly change how things have always been done, mostly in unconscious bias. In present day in the technology industry, we are still witnessing a huge imbalance in the male to female employee ratio, whereby female representation decreases as the level of seniority increases, and where we have seen a decline in females entering the technology field. This is something I am passionately committed to changing. Now, I've worked for 20 years in the technology sector throughout the UK with predominantly a male workforce. And to be honest, it's never really concerned me, nor in my eyes prevented me from being successful. That said, that does not mean I had my challenges, and I've worked hard, very hard, for my success. Having returned to Northern Ireland a number of years ago, I began to recognise how few females were coming through the corporate leadership pipeline, and saw numerous examples of where females lacked the confidence, myself included, to put themselves forward, to go for that next prize, go for that promotion. Very recent statistics from the UK Commission for Employment and Skills state that just 27% of those employed in Britain's digital industries are women. Coupled with a decline in the females taking computing science degrees in the last 10 years, we have to question why.
In my search for answers and in developing my own support network, it wasn't really until I joined Lean In Belfast circles that I started to really develop an appreciation for the current state of affairs. Being able to socialise and network with such a diverse group of local professional women really opened my eyes to the realities of what women face in the modern workplace. Whether that be unconscious or conscious bias, lack of mentorship and positive peer support, or simply a lack of confidence following a career break, for example, after raising a family. I feel women represent a huge market opportunity in the world at present, so their contributions and their skills are of huge importance, both from a consumer point of view and ultimately from an employee point of view. Since taking on the role of chairperson for Women in Technology here at Allstate, I've been asked on numerous occasions if I'm a raving feminist. Well, my answer has been, if you believe a feminist is a person who believes in equality between men and women, then yes, I am. Raving? Well, I decided to look that one up in the dictionary. And I quote, it means used to emphasise a particular quality, such as remarkable, extraordinary, outstanding. My answer now is, yes, I am, and thank you. However, in all seriousness, at the centre of Allstate's culture is the commitment to embracing and encouraging diversity. We effectively monitor recruitment and attrition as a means to gauging our success of our diversity initiatives. To me, gender equality is simply common sense. Each of us has the right to celebrate our individuality and go to work feeling confident that our individuality is not discriminated against. Allstate Northern Ireland, being a force for good, has a long history of corporate social responsibility, and part of this is an investment in our local communities. We never stop learning, and at Allstate we are committed to passing this forward. We work with primary schools to introduce them to the idea of coding. We work with secondary schools to introduce them to the notion of careers in IT. And we work with teachers to offer them training and upskilling required to stay in tandem with the pace of changing digital world. And really to build their confidence in teaching technology. One of the highlights of my year last year was when I presented to 300 schoolgirls, all aged between 15 to 18 year olds, last October here in the waterfront in Belfast at the IT Girls event. These future technologists displayed such hunger and enthusiasm to learn. It really impacted me and has really inspired me to engage them further into technology and further into leadership. I am proud to work for a company that supports such initiatives and proactively sets out to champion the gender equality and diversity. Now, that's not to say we have achieved our targets. We are just ahead of the industry norm in terms of our current number of females in the technology workforce, though we do recognise we have a long way to go. We recognise it and are committed to doing something about it. A lifetime of unconscious bias is impeding our ability to see the amazing potential of our differences. That said, I am delighted to see some men in the audience too. I have attended so many of these types of events in the past where they tend to be women only, and we must change that as well. We need to recognise that men play such an important role in being champions for women who want to advance. Gender equality is not about making women behave more like corporate-suited men. Sorry, John. And neither is it about telling men to get in touch with their feminine side. It's about enabling everyone to bring their true selves to the workplace, including different perspectives, experiences and skills. This equality is not exclusively beneficial for women. Plenty of men want to achieve a work-life balance as well as the opportunity to realise their career ambitions, share the parenting and the housework. Society has and is continuing to change, and we need to recognise that. Partnering with Lean In Belfast is so important to us, and I am so excited to see what our collective efforts are going to achieve. Each and every one of us has a responsibility to build a much more inclusive and fair workplace for their organisation, to take action on this, and that is why I am so thrilled that you've joined us today. So just before I finish, I would like to leave you with one last thought. Remember, privilege is invisible to those that have it. Thank you. Okay, I would just like to invite John to say a few words, our managing director here at Allstate Northern Ireland, and close our event.
Thank you very much, Angela. So I'm the corporate suit. That's here at the front. I did, and I'll have to have a word with Pamela, who I have to say laid on the most amazing spread for us today. I'll have to have some words because I had a bit of a wardrobe failure, and then I got half my sandwich all over my corporate suit. I had to go get my spare time, but I have to say, you know, what a fantastic event. And I was really struck, Nuala, by what you said around how this is about getting access to a network. And I can tell you, in my corporate suit, I get to go to so many networking events. And the amount of energy, the vibrancy that there was in that half-hour session over a sandwich, over a cup of coffee, was fantastic. So if that's part of the ambition of what we're trying to achieve here, then you are absolutely well on your way, because it was just such a powerful group of people coming together on what is a very important agenda. And you know, Angela, I totally agree with you whenever you say that privilege is invisible to those that have it. And you know, I think I've been very privileged in that I grew up in a house that was very female dominated and married to a very strong woman. I've got three beautiful daughters, you know, so I fully embrace on this agenda, and I don't take it for granted because I live it every single day. In fact, I was saying to Sam Anderson, who's here in the audience, that I was travelling along the Donegal Road, and there's some graffiti on a wall there that says, you know, if women's ambition is for equality with men, they lack ambition. And my daughter pointed that out to me, and I said, you are so right. And you know, by getting together, by embracing this agenda and the hashtag All Together, really is about you as women all together doing it in terms of raising the profile of this as an agenda item. It's for us as men to play our active part in terms of embracing this agenda and advancing women within the workplace. It's for us as companies to play our part on this as an agenda item. And as you look around this room today, the number of companies who are active in this gives me great heart that we stand some chance. And we should not be waiting until we are mandated, you know, through whatever that is, from a gender pay legislative basis. We shouldn't be waiting to be told what it is that we need to do, that we need to be proactive. We need to be thinking, how do we make the workplaces of the 21st century the kind of places that we want our daughters to build their careers in? So I'm going to close now by just saying thank you very much to everybody for coming along today and enjoying a fantastic event. So thank you very much, Nuala, for speaking. Thank you very much, Angela, for not only your thoughts and your piece, but also for the organisation that you and the rest of the group have put into today. So thank you very much, everybody, and enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you.
John said, I want to thank every one of you for coming along, giving up your lunchtime. I just want to say a couple of thank yous to the folks that basically organised this day and have been working very hard behind the scenes. There's Lisa, Tina, Lucy, who's down there at the back hiding, and Andrea.
Sarah.
Sorry, I knew I was going to forget a name. Again, thanks to Nuala for coming along and being such a huge support to me personally, and also to this programme, and also to John for his time. Thank you too for your support, not only to myself but also to the Women in Technology group at Allstate and to this programme. So feel free to hang about, grab another cup of coffee or tea if you wish. I know some of you probably got to rush back to your day's work. Thank you again for coming along, and if you would like to get more involved, come along, have a chat to us, email us, Facebook us, we're out there, LinkedIn, you will see a lot of information coming now on this. Okay, thank you very much.